You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Chapter 9 restates and highlights the way in which what Christ has done parallels and fulfills in an ultimate way the role of the temple and the sacrificial system of the Old Testament. There is too much to speak of in this short commentary, so let's now pick up reading at verse 24. For Christ has entered not into a sanctuary made with hands, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. In this verse, we see Christ entering not into the temple sanctuary, also called the Holy of Holies, but rather into heaven. The imagery here is of the Day of Atonement, when the high priest, and only the high priest, will go into the Holy of Holies and offer sacrifice on behalf of all the people to cleanse them from their sins, including his own. It was such a holy thing to do that a string was tied around his foot so that if he died when he was in the sanctuary, no one would have to go in to pull his body out, since he could be dragged out using the string. The Holy of Holies was where God was most present in the ancient temple, and so the most holy place. But Christ is not going into a temple built by human hands, but into the very presence of God in heaven, and there carries the sacrifice of his life to present to God. The passage then goes on to tell us why Christ's sacrifice has to be very different from that of the earthly high priests. Verse 25, nor was it to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest enters the holy place yearly with the blood of his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So the author says, Christ offered himself, but argues that it could not be something that happened time and time again. For that, the author seems to say, is ridiculous. Given this, he concludes that Christ's offering, his life, has to have been made just once. And that was enough to do the business. For he goes on in verse 27, and just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. So the bottom line is that the author sees the course of events for a normal man as judgment after death. However, with Christ, there was no judgment. Rather, he came back to life after death. And now when we die, he's waiting for us on the other side, so to speak, to bring us to salvation and not to judgment. This is the great message of Good Friday, that we need not fear death anymore if we're in Christ. For Christ himself promised in John 5:22, very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Where do you stand with Christ? Have you given your life to him and are a disciple following him? He is our great Saviour and Lord, who is willing to give us full life in eternity, and now, if we let him.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.